basically, what was it that that Bushnell, the city council, actually voted on Monday evening?
The ICC, we had an explosion about 2.5 years, 3 years ago of one home. We had some contractors in that were putting in new water lines, and they hit a gas line and a sewer line at the same time. And the gas went up the sewer line, and the home exploded. Mm-hmm. Enough gas accumulated until it exploded it in the home. The ICC, Illinois Commerce Commission, comes in, and they evaluate everything that happened. And they levied some charges at Bushnell. So basically we had to try to defend ourselves. And we finally, what we voted on at the city council was the final settlement with the Illinois Commerce Commission.
And that was, what was the amount? Was that like a fine?
Well, it was a settlement agreement. You can call it a fine. It's $40,000 that we have, the city of Bushnell will have to pay the Illinois Commerce Commission.
Mm-hmm. And was not only the legal proceeding, you might have it, you know, there are types of agreements where you admit to no wrongdoing.
That's exactly what's in this agreement, yes.
Had you gotten information from the ICC that this would be acceptable, or is this an offer from Bushnell to them?
We've been negotiating back and forth for a year. So this has been going back and forth, and we've been working on wording in the settlement agreement. And so we're close to, I think, I signed a paper again. There was some wording problems in the contract that I signed Monday night. I re-signed the contract today, so hopefully they'll sign, and that'll be the end of it.
Okay, because I did talk to the ICC, and they said the case is going forward, but I guess maybe that's typical because they still have to formally – they have to get your measure, and then they would, their commission would have to vote on it.
Well, whatever. It's we voted on Monday night to okay the settlement, and to our understanding from the lawyer that we have in Springfield that they have accepted that agreement, the one I signed Monday night or again today.
Mm-hmm. That must be between the lawyers then at this
level.
Because the commission still would have to vote on it formally, I think, is the way that would work. It's my understanding, and I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, it, like I said, it's between the our lawyer that we've hired down in Springfield, and he's negotiating with their lawyers, and it's been back and forth over wording, mm-hmm. amount of money, and everything. And so we thought we had an agreement. So I've signed it. Now, whether the Commerce Commission is going to sign it or not, or we have to make more adjustments, I'm not sure.
First of all, what is the position now that Bushnell, the city council, apparently has approved its end, but where does the ICC stand relative to that action?
Well, nothing is final with the Commerce Commission. The most likely that document will be filed with the commission are the attorneys that are working on this case on behalf of our pipeline safety staff are still working on the case, so there hasn't been a formal settlement as yet.
The item that Bushnell voted on, did that come from the ICC or was that from, say, their attorneys?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything about what they've done, but from the Commerce Commission standpoint, there is a case pending, and our staff attorneys are preparing information to be filed in that case. So until the commission votes on gets it, there won't be any formal action.
And is there like a timeline when we might expect some?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay. What they voted on, it almost sounds like there must have been some understanding between the two parties, and you're saying essentially that doesn't seem to be the case.
There isn't a settlement as yet, no.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're-